to tune in. Tell a friend of the Playboy Comedy again. It's about to begin, man. Look, we're about to set it off today. It's March 20th, 7:02 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/handsomelikeradio. Y'all better call in 310-861-2317. This is the second segment, y'all, of our Relationship Woes show, co-hosted today by none other than Nia Hernandez, man. We got so many things coming up, so many things to update y'all on, you know what I'm saying? So many things to look forward to. I just want to let everybody know, you know I put some things out on Facebook today, and I'm going to address these issues. We're going to talk about certain people's personalities and how they handle people in business and the thing called respect. You understand? What you have to know is when you respect someone, when you expect respect, you got to give respect. And if you don't give respect, then expect to be disrespected. You understand what I'm saying? Especially by a young player like me. You understand? This is Trey Love. You heard me, Church. And before I was part of anything else, I was a man. And after I'm done with anything else, I'm going to still be a man. So I'm going to say flat out to the chumps out there who I know feel like they can disrespect people. You understand? When you come to disrespect me, you know, like they say, when it comes to a fight, you got to bring some ass to get some ass. So when you come to disrespect a person, know who you disrespected. Know the girth of the person you disrespected, because you will get disrespected by some people. Not a flunky, y'all. Not a do boy. I do for me. And one thing I can say about these people I know that try to disrespect, I can sell me. You can't sell yourself. Remember that. And as I move on to bigger and better things with no fear, the fear of God in my heart, but fearless of any man, doing what I do, continuing to rise. I want to shout out my girl Tanaya Capri for having my back. Y'all best know, this is, I'm telling you, man, it's going down. So certain things I will not say due to my professionalism, also to the people I know that are paying attention and seeing what Trey Love is talking about. You know what I'm saying? I got more listeners and more folks on the team than what some of these chumps think. So I'm going to be promoting and pushing events, man, and let y'all know what's going on, man. I'm selling Trey Love, like I said, and to these sociopathic people that have a certain type of tendencies and feel as if you need to disrespect folks, you better watch yourself, man. Because I'm going to tell you something, I ain't no game, you understand? And this is real talk. I'm letting folks know I do what I do. I'm professional. I carry myself in a professional manner. But for some reason, these chumps, I guess because I'm small in stature, they feel like they could come at you, boy. But I'm telling you, my heart and my fist, baby, is a 10,000-pound blow. You better watch yourself. And this party, this song goes out to these suckers, man, that think they're messing with a real G. You understand? I'm coast to coast with this pimping, you heard me? And that's Church. Man, we're going to get back to what we're doing. But I had to make sure I address these folks because I know you're listening, punk. So pay attention, Mike. Be mindful of who you disrespect.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, all right?
I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. 3-2-5 is all that's on the niggas' mind. But at the same time, it seems they tryna take mine. So I'ma get smart and get defensive and shit. And put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate, 2 multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Mm. Bitches get ready for the throwdown, the shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you savage, they out to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P, she nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black memo, but my dream is to own a fly casino. Like Bugsy Siegel, and do it all illegal. And get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the K's, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfucker. The rest two are the best from the west side. And I can make you famous, niggas to die for years. So how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop bailing me, motherfucking G. If you got it, better floor it. Another woman, two of them members, most won't. Better be prepared when you gotta fuck with me.
tell me not to roll with my Glock. So now I got the way floating in the black bin. If I do a show a day, hey, wonder how I live with five shots. Niggas is hard to kill on my block. Gigs for currency and double lady. Affiliated with the hustlers, so we make it. So answer the question, I'm trying to get a bonus. My nigga dog with me, eternally the most bonus.
Song I want to play dedicated to that sucker who called himself trying to disrespect the ism, baby. And I'm going to let y'all know, man, it's going to be so many more things going coming from Trey Love, man. I'm talking about I'm putting it down, man. So many things lined up, man. Just signed a contract today. Y'all better pay attention to a child of God. But as we move on, man, we're going to continue to grow. And I just want to make sure that the people that still dedicate themselves to this A-double, yo, break away because life goes on. That's real talk. Because I'm going to show you how I'm going to do it with or without you.
How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young man. And to heaven for it. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. My niggas, we the last ones left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young man. And to heaven for it. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. My niggas, we the last ones left. Life goes on.
Life goes on, homie. Sorry, homie, passed away. You wonder why they call you bitch.
Look here, Miss Thang, hate to salt your game, but you's a money hungry woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga played your ass. It was said you was easy, even easy, sleeping around for what you need. So it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free, I'll make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game, get mad at change. Then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay, I can see you in a stray as a way out. Keep your mind on your money and roll in school. And as the years pass by, you can show them boots. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man. You dug a ditch, got your legs up trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough of that for today. I've had my fun. You know, freedom of press, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, free to be and do who you are. Never let anyone devalue you. I don't care who they are, who they think they are. This is what you do, folks. You evaluate things. This is what I like to do. I like to count because if you can't count, you're going to lose. You give a person a chance. You know, you see what they're about when they come to you and they step to you with and it's so ironic that everyone that calls themselves trying to disrespect me, you call me first. I never called you looking for nothing. Because, see, when I call somebody looking for something, I get what I'm looking for. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's the pimp in me. That's the ism. That's Trey Love ism, baby. I get what I want. Just like I'm saying personally to this chump. You understand what I'm saying? When I go to get something, I ask people to do things for me, it happens because I know how to present myself. And then when I get people with me, working with me, they usually continue to work with me because I'm fair and I show love and I bring love, and love is what I'm about and love is who I am. So, again, you brought this on yourself, chump. Remember who you disrespected. Now, with that being said, man, we really going to get this show on the road, man. I want to start off by giving a shout-out to Forever the Realist, Devin. Forever the Realist, my producer, my friend, radio host on Monday nights, Mayhem Mondays. She's dealing with some very serious family issues, so I just want to lift her up in some serious and sincere prayer. And, honey, know that, you know, we're here for you, you know, over here on Handsome Life Radio. She does a dynamic job. She brings numbers, y'all. She works with Serious Pimp over there with Snoop and all those folks, man. So she really is a great asset to the company. So I just want to thank her for all she does and let her know that, yes, she is in our prayers and in our minds, bodies, and souls, and we wishing her the best always. And to Monica Hughes out there on the East Coast, Gilroy East Coast, you know, Handsome Life Radio East Coast, man, she's dealing with the death of a close friend. So we want to send love, care, consideration, and just some serious prayer over her way, you know, due to her recent tragedy. And again, folks, you know, life is very short. You know, I mean, we all have issues. We deal with the ups and downs. And like I said, you know, evaluate. And I tell people straight up, evaluate friends. Evaluate your friendships. Evaluate the way you're dealing with people. Evaluate the way people are dealing with you. Because in life, time can't be recycled. All you have is this one moment. So you better spend this one moment happy. You better spend this one moment progressing and doing better. And don't let anyone pull you down or take you off your square. You know, sometimes you may have to do like I do and just attack a person that's attacking you. But generally, man, live your life and show love, man. I got a big Tanaya Capri, Big T event coming up. I'm going to shout her out in just a few moments, as soon as I play this last song dedicated to Monica Hughes' friend. And then from there, y'all, once I come back, we're going to shout out Big T's event. We're going to give y'all more information on the Nori and Block event. And also, I got some events to share with you coming up from promoter Deshaun Cabeza as well as Jamar Collins. Man, we're going to get it on. If you want to know what's going on in L.A., man, you need to holler at your boy because your boy Trey Love got the know-how, man. I'm going to be everywhere that I'm supposed to be and everywhere you should be, too. You hear me on that? And that's church. So this song goes out to our friend who lost a loved one, Miss Monica Hughes. And then from there, we're going to get it on, y'all.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh.
Gentlemen, we're about to get this show on the road, so tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. You know, it's Twitter Me Tuesdays, y'all. It's the Relationship Woes Show. We're going to talk about relationships, y'all. We're going to talk about the things that make women that have these sisters so upset right now. You know, I saw my homegirl, Nia Hernandez, posted something on her Facebook a while back, and it was just like one of those things, like, what do men want? I mean, do you want to be in a relationship? Do you want one good woman? Do you want several women? Do you want, how do you want your relationship? And then to top it off, of course, you know, there's always a recourse. You have to get a woman's opinion and know where a woman's coming from. What does a woman want? Does a woman want really just for her man to be a good man? Does a woman want her man to make certain amounts of money? I mean, it's a realistic thing on all ends. So last week, the ratings were through the roof on this segment. So I'm really looking forward to part two of Relationship Woes, hosted by Trey Love and co-hosted by Nia Hernandez. And y'all pay attention to what we're doing, because it's really going to be some major stuff. I mean, Nia and I have already been invited to participate on panels in reference to this subject, you know. So I just want to thank whoever takes the time to listen to me to realize that I do read, I do research, I do listen, and I am very considerate of people's feelings. So I need to know what's going on with people. And that's the reason why I believe that God has kind of blessed me to have the success that I'm attaining, because it's not just about what we want or being chauvinistic and thinking this is a male's point of view. No, you need to have males and females, because I agree with the females on certain things, but I definitely agree with the brothers on a lot of things. Because it's one misconception, that something that I really don't like, and I always tell people, especially African-Americans, read the Willie Lynch letter. The Willie Lynch letter really breaks down how the and again, it's years ago, but even still, we're suffering from post-traumatic slave syndrome, how the black man was really broken down to nothing, you know, the strong physical black man, but it's all about how you see a person in your mind and how that person is perceived. And when sisters get around and do what I like to call the hen house, sit around and brothers ain't no good, and then you got these little girls listening to you constantly say, brothers ain't no good. I've even heard young girls as 10 and, you know, 12 and 13, 14 years old make statements like, well, ain't no good black men out here, so I might as well get me a white guy. And not taking anything away from any other race of men, but this is how these young black girls are trained. And that's awful. And that's a lot of what has to do with the downfall of us. And that's why we're doing this relationship woe segment. And, again, stay tuned, y'all, because I got to give you some updates on Deshawn Cabeza's event. You know, I'm going to be opening up for Elder Barge. I just went to see him with Lyrical Spice a couple of nights ago and his son. This is some amazing stuff, y'all. I got pictures, footage, you know, that I'm going to share with you eventually. But I'm building that portfolio, you know what I'm saying, one day at a time, one step at a time. But, yeah, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in, man, because this is a hot show, hot segment. And, again, I'm going to start off with this prayer, and then from there I'm going to go on and bring my co-host, Ms. Nia Hernandez, to the line. And we're going to get it on, man. Got a lot of callers lit, lines are lit up already. And, again, everyone within the sound of my voice, I want to thank you so much for taking the time and opportunity to listen to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. 310-861-2317. Tune in. Tell a friend that the playboy of comedy, Mr. Trey Love, is in. All right, y'all, here goes today's prayer before we get started. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace. Man, it's about to go down, man. I'm about to do this, man. All right, let me welcome my co-host to the line. You know what I'm saying? Miss Nia Hernandez. We're going to go and get her right. You know what I'm saying? Get her going.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
You got to get the party going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hello to Doug. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How you doing today, Nia?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mr. Love?
Oh, darling, I'm high and mighty being the king that I am and always will be. That's all I'm doing today. What's going on with you over there?
Hey, enjoying life myself today, doing great things, doing big things, ready to get it in tonight.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your weekend before we get started. You know, we got to have a little fun, catch up and see what's going on. How was your weekend?
You know, I had a good weekend, actually. I spent a little time out in Riverside. We went to Sevilla's, my boy Pat Cha-Cha in Ohio. They do their thing on Sunday night, so, you know, I got it in. Had a drink or two from what I can remember, and, brought it on home.
Yeah, I heard about that they're doing out there. They're doing it big in the IE, Cha-Cha and them. So shout out to them brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? I heard it's going down out there. So let me talk about my weekend. Let me think. I had a couple of things. Let me think. What did I do this weekend? I pretty much stayed home and played with this gorgeous baby. I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Sophia Marcelina, just being everything and more than I could ever expect out of a baby. 10 days old, she's just amazing. So I kind of laid up and played with her, you know?
Good things. Give the beautiful one a hug and a kiss for me.
I sure will. Yeah, she. I got to watch her because she thinks she's fine as me already. You know
Ooh.
What I'm saying? And I got she already thinks she's fine as me. So I got to, you know, bring it back and be like, look, I'm the daddy in this relationship. But yeah, it's cute, like watching the little baby, you know, breastfeeding and stuff, and her mama going through it, getting mad with each other. It is just hilarious to me to see how a 10-day-old and their mama get along. It's so cute. This is our first kid, so I'm enjoying their transition to motherhood, childhood, you know. And so, ladies, like, you know, the DNA is good. And I'm selling it for $50,000 a shot.
You are knock it off.
I put the advertisement out there. Also, just so it be known, and this is no joke, y'all, I'm selling breast milk on the black market. We got plenty breast milk around here. So if anyone needs breast milk, please ensure to hit me up. It's good for the skin.
We are going to mute your mic, I promise you.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? You sound like my baby mama. Why would you do that? I'm saying, you know what I'm trying to hustle. All right, so I'm going to go on and chill a little bit and let you get started because I know you banging today. I know you got all – you was hitting me up today like, look, we finna get it down. So go ahead and let's get it started today.
So, you know, I have a few topics, and I try to be selective on what I bring up, but I'm going to bring up one that a girlfriend of mine brought up over the weekend. You know, and she really wasn't a girlfriend of mine. I'm at a basketball game. One of the coaches is a big dude, big brother, but he's real, real light. So we call him, you know, he's a brother still. And big dude, and he's always talking mess. He's talking mess to another female coach. He's talking mess to any and everybody. And in walks his wife. And his wife,
whoa,
woman. And everybody knows I have no problem with anybody because, heck, my last name is Hernandez. So let's just be understanding up front.
Right.
But the woman sitting next to me, she goes on about how the guy is irritating as it is, and then he walks in and has a white woman on his arm, and we're at a basketball game, and you know, the girl's got the gestures, and she's trying to do the sister thing and the snapping of the fingers, and we're like, okay, so how am I supposed to take this? So clearly to this girl who's sitting next to me, she's offended, so she, you know, continues on about that. And I just want to bring up the fact that, you know, what I hear more and more just as I date, I hear it as I socialize and interact with other people, is that black men tend to go out or want to go out of their race, date outside of their race, because black women are too mouthy, or they, you know, they want to have children with someone who's not black because they want their kids to have, quote, unquote, good hair. So I would be interested to find out what the listeners have to say before I just chime in and put in my 2+1 cents.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to go on to that. Before we even get started, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to put it on out there. Tiger Woods had a white wife, and I'm going to say it like this here. She so swung that that golf club at his behind, so I'm going to go on and put that out there while y'all,
I'm
you know,
thinking
you're going.
My story.
you feel me? You feel me? You know, so my thing is, a woman is a woman, you know, and they want to say, oh, white women this and white women that. And see, here's the thing. You know, being politically correct, being an American comedian, you know, because it's obvious, you know, we should impress and be black because we are black. But here's the gist of my opinion on that. I can't relate. My great-grandfather lived to be 107 years old. I was raised to love and cherish my black women. My mama black, my grandma black, my aunties is black. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Every woman I know, all the women in my family and beyond, have horrible attitudes. But at the same time.
You did not.
Except you, Neil.
Horrible attitudes.
No, but at the same time, here's the deal, though. The same way I'm asking you sisters, right? Let me put this out there before I go to song and see, because I'm telling you, the line's lit up, so people definitely want to jump in and talk. But before I go to music and I say this, I'm going to say this to the brothers, because this is my message to you sisters. And this is coming from Trey Love. Now, this is personal. Some of this stuff, the thoughts and views, may not be that of Handsome Life Radio, da-da-da, all that, but this is my personal opinion. The same exact way, as a brother, I'm asking y'all not to give up on us. I'm not going to give up on y'all. You feel me?
I appreciate that, but that's one man, huh, out of a race.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're getting ready to go on and take these callers, man, and let these people jump in because, I, like I said, the lines are lit up head to toe, so I'm sure that we're going to have a lot of opinions on this. We're talking race relations today, y'all. So, again, I'm going to leave these haters alone, but just know that Trey Love going to rise, so you better tune in and tell a friend the Playboy Comedy is in. So, haters, pay attention. Sip this haterade, because I drink it, I piss it, you drink it. That's how it go.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you sing the same.
Yeah.
I be sipping on haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you sing the same. No,
I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice lemonade, black ice, she thick. Got gel rub down wishing life's a piece. So I treat her real good like hoes on do. Mom, like, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And they say I'm dead fresh, and I say, I guess. Success brought healthy, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, with no hairline. Got the titties out today, showing off 10 lines. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not drawn line. Being skateboard beat in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time.
Gucci. We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your paid.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me fade.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your paid.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me fade.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic. Look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you could do it too, and you could do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Go.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me taste.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay. You know what I'm talking
about? I'm a hard ass and deal to the cool. That's a motherfucker in a voice lemonade. Pull up in a Rari and it's good. Get intimidated. Mutilated. Maserati. Lamborghini decapitated. Yeah. Investigation. I'm accumulating. Same with it. I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn. But I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. And my teenage care ring, baby girl, choose. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. I'm around the town with the top shop. Talk to you, the cops lost the pound. Cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen the motherfuckers since I bought these cops. I ain't seen the motherfuckers since I bought the cops. Gucci.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me fade.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me fade. You know what I'm talking about.
Gonna lift the glass, gonna lift the glass.
Just think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift the glass.
If a nigga keep hating, tell him kiss your ass.
Just lift your glass, gon' lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gon' lift your glass.
That nigga think they going hard, don't make
hard, don't make
scooch.
Man, y'all better tune in and tell a friend the Playboy Comedy is in. We back live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomeliferadio. That's one of my theme songs, Haterade by Gucci, man. You know, it's one of them things evolved from small to tall, man. If you keep hating, tell them kiss your ass. If you hating on me, you better kiss my ass. That's real talk, because I'm going to tell you something. I ain't got nothing but love in my heart, mind, body, and soul for everybody, and I wish the best to and for everybody. But if you're hating on me, Playboy, or Playgirl, because there's female haters out there too, know and trust, man, Trey Love gonna just outdo you. See, one thing I know about haters is they are sociopathic. Some of them don't even realize that they're hating. So what I like to do to a hater is I like to go around them. I like to Michael Jordan a hater. By the time the hater look up, I don't put 30 points on the board, because, see, I've been like this all my life. And, got to shout out my boy Deshaun Gabeza. He has an event. Make sure I mention the actor Brian White from the hit movie Good Deeds. It's going to be his birthday bash. After party for Madea. Let me see. And we're going to celebrate. Okay, cool. Yeah, he just hit me up on something. So, yeah, we got Brian White's thing going on the 21st. So, you know, shout out Deshaun Gabeza, man, making some stuff happen. You know what I'm saying? Actually, blessing and giving me some opportunities to open up for some acts that he has been presented. I know he got something with Tank coming up, you know. So it's going to be real big. Also, before I get back to the line, let me give I got to go give you Tanaya Capri's event a shout-out because Tanaya hit me up today. She has some stuff going on. You know, she's got some tickets for sale, man. I'm telling you, that's how Trey is, man. I show love, man. If you got love for me, I got love for you. That's all to it. It don't get no better than that. Okay, let me see. Where's my message at, Tanaya? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Big T, y'all. That's our love, man. You know what I'm saying? She holds handsome like Radio Down. It's LJ Reynolds and the Dramatics concert coming April 6, 2012 at the Jackie Robinson Post on Slauson. Showtime, 8 o'clock. If you need tickets, please get in contact with Tanaya Capri. That's Big T for those of you who don't know. She's a great supporter of ours, so we have to support her over here at Handsome Life Radio. And Big T know what's up. That's my homie. Thank you, love, man, for all the support and just the backing that you give Trey Love, Handsome Life Radio. And we're going to continue on to the new millennium, man. It's going to get bigger, better, and it's going to be so much more greater things. So we're going to go ahead and jump back into what we're talking about, y'all. Nia Hernandez, our co-host for today on Handsome Life Radio. Well, co-host, period, because I'm going to tell you, she's kicking so much butt and the ratings that she's bringing to the table, you know. And it's more than just the ratings, man. I'm going to tell you something, man. This is a very talented young lady. So with all the things that she's adding to Handsome Life, you know, we're praying that we have a very long relationship. So we got some secret things we're working on that we ain't going to tell you about. But when you see it, it's going to brush you in your damn face. All right, so I got her back on the line, and today's topic is what, like I said, I let her do this. She brought it to us, and it's something that I think is a great topic. It's one of those topics that people love talking about it. Brothers, these sisters are seeming to be disappointed again. Here we go. We dating white women, and again, and dating white women and kind of putting these white women in the sister's face. So here's my thing right here. This is the way I feel about it. You know, love is colorblind. So if you love somebody, that's on you. But again, brothers, I want to say straight up, I'm begging you sisters, seriously and sincerely, not to give up on us. And again, fellas, if we're asking them not to give up on us, then we can't give up on them. We got to support each other, man. We got to support each other as a race. We got to support each other as a people. We got to back each other up. You know what I mean? That's the only way that we're going to make it to the next level. So let me bring my co-host back on, and then we're going to get it on. Nia.
Hey, hey, hey. And so I want to take what you said just a step further, because this is by no means, one, a racial issue from the standpoint that I have friends of all kinds of nationalities, so it's never this situation. It's the fact that I hear black men, brothers, saying and making these comments with passion and sincerity that we prefer to date white, Asian, Hispanic, Latino, whatever, anything but our own, because we want babies with good hair, or we want women who are docile and don't speak their minds and just are subservient to our behaviors and our wants and our needs. And so that's what I'm trying to address. And this, we're addressing this based on, again, a conversation I had over the weekend. So I'd like to bring that up and bring that to the table and see what the callers think about that.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm gonna start with I got my homegirl out of Kansas on the line, DJ Mamacita. I'm gonna go ahead and let her jump in. And also, y'all, just to tell you who we got Darren, Shaquise, and I think my auntie Deborah was on the line, if I'm not mistaken. So what I want you all to do is go ahead and chop it up, because I'm gonna be go offline and see who's online so I can make sure. Because the mistake I made last week was not making sure that everybody got their time. And in order to keep these ratings and to make everyone feel loved, I'm going to go out of my way to ensure that everyone gets an opportunity to be heard today. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Marcia on the line. And then from there, you two talk. And then I'm going to bring Darren on the line. And I also got Shaquise and Deb. So first, I'm going to start it off with Marcia. Marcia.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So Nia brought up a subject kind of stating about racism amongst now I wouldn't say racism, so it's because it's not a racial issue, but like, what's your take? And you're out of what, Kansas, is it? St. Louis?
Yeah, Kansas City.
St. Louis. Kansas City. Okay, so Kansas City, that's another demographic. How is the dating out there? Because I do notice in L.A. there's a lot of – black guys with white girls here. And like I said, I'm not one to knock it, to each his own. But what's it like out there in Kansas City?
Well, here in Kansas City, it's a lot of interracial couples. You know, you see, you know, the Hispanics with African Americans, and you see the Caucasian with African Americans, you know, Asian with Caucasian or African Americans. You know, it's very open, and, you know, me personally, I don't have a problem with it. I say if you love a person, you best friends with that person, you could wake up and go to sleep to that person, I love it even better. Because, okay. you know, not trying to be funny or anything, but that's what Dr. King wanted us to do, you know.
Okay. Well, to a degree, I agree. But I'm going to bring another, and like I said, I want to kind of let everybody talk and get in. And this brother who I'm about to bring to the line is a good friend of mine. He's very intelligent, one of the hottest photographers in Los Angeles. He also has Foreplay Fridays. I'll let him give you more details on that. But it's going down the 23rd, man, at Foreplay Fridays. But I'm going to go ahead and bring Darren to the line, man, and let him give his opinion on it. And, you know, let everybody kind of toss it up. So, Darren, welcome to Handsome Life Radio, and thanks for calling.
India, how you doing there?
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic
up.
Start over there.
Okay. No, I was just saying hello to Marcia and Miss Hernandez. Missed you this weekend.
Hello.
But, you know, I definitely had to hear the second time that you went over it, because I didn't understand what you were referring to the first time. But as you were speaking and clarify, you know, what your point was, it just brought one thing came to my mind was until a person, whether it's a black man or a black woman, realizes that they have made mistakes in their lives, they can't grow to realize that they can be teachable, or that they can learn. If everybody goes about life in an arrogant point of view that they've been victimized, then they're always going to point the fingers. The brothers is going to point the fingers at the sisters, and the sisters is going to point the fingers at the brothers. So, I mean, it's a lose-lose situation. So what happens is from both sides of the spectrum, the sisters get frustrated with dealing with men who don't want to be responsible, so guess what they do? They go and date outside the race. A brother gets frustrated with a sister talking to him like he's lower than a pregnant aunt. He's tired of
right.
that. He
right.
goes to outside their race. So you're going to have both of those sides. But until both black men and black women realize that they have made mistakes in their lives and stop blaming the other half or start blaming the other sex for issues, then we're never going to get along, and we're going to always look for an easier, softer way, somebody who can, so to speak, take my shit.
Hmm.
Wow, that's you.
Okay, so that's
and I thank you for understanding.
Go ahead, Nia, take that.
No, I appreciate what Darren is saying. What he's saying is, you know, pretty much on the money. It's literally being able to take ownership for a person's behavior and understanding that if you not look at you and say, these are the things that I need to change about me and learn from the mistakes that you've made in your life and grow, how can you then look at your partner and say, and this is what you need to do to be, you know, to change, or this is what I think you need to look at so that you understand it from my point of view? Because at some point, as men and women, we have to look at things objectively and subjectively. The world does not revolve around any one of us.
That's
so
right,
if we can look at ourselves and say, this is what needs to be, this is what's broken within me, how can we look to help and fix someone else? And I think it's beyond selfish to say, I will look outside of my race intentionally. I'll be the first person to tell you, you have the right to date who you want, marry who you want, have children with who you want. My concern is never the fact that you're dating outside of the race, the fact that I hear men say, I intentionally seek out other nationalities because black women are XYZ. Or
wow.
My children with this woman will have this type of hair. Those, I think, are very selfish and very shallow comments, statements, and I think that they are not only self-destructive, I think they're destructive as a race, to us as a race.
And let me jump in for a minute and amen you on that, because again, like you say, when I go to think about the Willie Lynch letter, my hair is very nappy, and I used to brag, you know, I've been doing stand up for quite some time, and I used to brag on being a light skinned, brown eyed, nappy headed boy. I love my nappy hair, and I love it because it's me. It's what makes me me. And when for someone to literally say that the reason that they go outside of the race is so their child will have good hair, I mean. So, and Richard Pryor, I think Richard Pryor and Chris Rock brought this up in his documentary. What makes it bad hair? Is it bad hair because it's black? I mean, and I'm going to say this to the brothers. I mean, have we become literally that shallow? Have we allowed, has this generation allowed television and magazines and things of that nature to influence how you choose and select your women? I want to say this, and I want to put this out there, and since I especially got females on the line, I'm about to bring my homegirl Shaquise in, too, on this conversation, because I want to kind of say something that I've noticed a lot of women, I'm going to say the older black men, complain about women wearing hair weaves. Now, I'm going to be honest with you about where I am as far as kind of moving with the times and accepting things. I want Darren to kind of comment on this. I've come to the point that not only do I accept weave, and I, this may sound funny, but sometimes the weave be smelling good to me. It's like an aphrodisiac. I've dated so many sisters with weave. I don't know what y'all laughing for. I'm serious. That yak, it's got a smell. I'm telling you, that yak, it smells when it's burnt with the hot comb, because you know the girls really do the weave like it's really their hair. So when they put the curling iron on it, it's got a. What baby mama talking about? I play to mom. I'm serious. It smells good when y'all have these singed in the when the curl like that, and then the weave. Oh my God, burnt weave smell. That's a sexy smell to me. So what I'm saying is, I'm moving with the time, and I'm accustomed to it. You know, and it's not something that I knock. And I remember like when my mom, you know, was alive, and I used to bring girls home. The first thing mom would say is, "Let me see her hair. Is that weave in her hair?" You know, that was back in the days when it was such a, I guess, a dreaded thing, but now it's more, I would say, more acceptable. So I want to get the ladies' opinions on that. And, Darren, I mean, can you kind of amen what I said a little bit?
You know what? You call that the scratches stem. That's what you say.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, I like weeds. Got a certain nature to me now. I don't know what it is. It smells good.
But you know what? You know what? I'm going to just get it, put it out there. My preference is a black woman. Period.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Have I dated outside my race? Yes, but you know what I mean? You give me the last woman on earth, and I want her to be a black woman.
Gotcha.
Straight up. But,
gotcha.
You know, when I think, you know, we were talking about, when Nia mentioned about, committed to, you know, to our partners and not blaming everybody, you know, me from a man, I can honestly say, you know, that, until a man is committed to himself, he can't be committed to no woman. And that's the biggest issue with we'll say black women with black men. That's the biggest issue. It's not so much I hear them brothers dating outside of their race. The issue is that a brother can't be faithful. Well, no man can be faithful if he ain't faithful to himself. I can say that because I was an unfaithful guy. I didn't think I would have the capacity to be faithful. But I know that I do. I learned that I do because I am committed to myself. There are boundaries that I'm not willing to cross because I pay the spiritual price. So it don't matter what race it is, if you're not committed to yourself, you're going to disrespect whoever has your fancy.
So let me bring Shaquise, my homegirl Shaquise. I know Shaquise got, she can jump in, chime in. Shaquise, what's happening with you, baby?
Hi, good evening, everybody. Trey, for real, Cajun here, for real.
For real, when they burn that weave, I don't care what y'all say. That burnt weave, it ain't not burnt crisp, but I mean, like, anyway, forget y'all.
Oh, wow, I'm all over the place with this, but I did hear something earlier that kind of struck me. When you mentioned the young lady came in to the gym or wherever to her husband or whatever he is, and acting black, you know, I don't think white women say when we get weaves down to our butts and get the hazel eyes popped in our eyes that we're acting white, you know. I don't think that's fair. I think that if you, it's not an ethnical thing, I think it's a cultural thing. If you're around it, you tend to take it up. I don't think someone's acting that way in that manner. A little furthermore, I think we're looking too far into it. Men are so simple. Men are not as complex as we make them to be.
That's true.
Men
that
want
is,
sex.
Now you better preach, sister. You, now
men
you're talking.
Men want sex. They want space.
Yes, I do. Praise Allah. Go ahead.
Sex. They want food. They want their space and sex. And everything else to come in between. They know you want to be held. They know that.
Sex.
And
that's
I don't
right.
think, you know, I don't, I really don't believe that, like I said, I think they just say that sometimes being cynical, black women is this, that, or the other. I think a lot of times they're being cynical. Some men are sincere with it, though. Some men are very sincere with it. And I find those men to be the fight the power men living in their mama's basement. But
you know
a man
what?
That's working,
you know
a,
what?
A man that's working hard every day wants to come home to a woman that's going to cook his meal. He don't care what she look like. If he loves her, he loves her. It don't matter what it is. Once again, I think it's a cultural thing, not an ethnical thing. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, men are simple. I think we're looking too far into it as women. We're looking too far into it.
Well, I want to thank you for that.
On what level you are, right? Because I'm not a novice or a beginner. I'm a grown woman who's been through it, had it, and I have had the best, and I've had the lower end as well. And one thing I won't tolerate regardless is I'm a career woman. I bring home 100-plus a year. I'm not going to be the one in the kitchen waiting for daddy to come home. I will cook your dinner, but we are partners, and I'm not the one to be following behind daddy. Like, can you just, whatever you are willing to drop off the table, I'll take those scraps. I'm not that chick. I'm a grown woman. I'm your queen, and if you can't respect me as your queen, then how can you expect me to respect you as my king? That's my standpoint.
Well, I think, like I said, once again, if he loves you, he loves you. So whether or not you cook in the meals or he cook in the meals, it all comes together. I don't think.
Of men preferring another race over their black women. That was the point. And that's not something that I'm making. It's not something that's in my head. It's something that I hear black men say all the time. And I'm around, like I said, the best of the best. I'm around all types of people on a daily basis. And these are things that educated men have said, businessmen, people who work a 9-to-5, people who are garbage men. Everybody has, for the most part, and I say a good 80% of them have made the exact same comments. I prefer this because my baby's hair would come out like this, or I prefer this based on these women are willing to take so much more than what black women are willing to take.
Well, let me tell you, black
hold
women.
On, hold on, ladies. Hold on, ladies. Let me give me a second, Shakeez. Let me kind of make a couple statements on that because I wanna jump on what Nia said. You know, again. When she says, you know, she makes $100,000 a year, I didn't get educated and I didn't get in this position in life to be sitting at home making your babies and cooking your dinner. And see, here's my thing. That's fine with, per se, me if that was the type of woman or the type of situation that I wanted. So, see, let's go to situations. See, some things are racial. Let's say it's like, for example, what she's saying, which I want to clarify, is she's saying that she just hears black men talking about they want a white woman or another race of woman to make their children come out more attractive or something like that. It has nothing to do with how much money she makes or how much money she doesn't make. But I'm going to say this on that end. Every situation is different, and every situation has to be catered to the situation. Like, let me explain, and I have a question for Nia. Nia, would you, so you're a six-figure-a-year female. Would you date and this is just out of curiosity, just to see, you know, like, what is it that, you know, just to kind of get an opinion on what, not just you, but, like, per se women with this type of stature are looking for. Would you date a $50,000-a-year brother? Or let's just say
we're making one.
Would you date
one,
a $30,000
in a heartbeat.
Are you serious?
If the man is treating me right, your 50 plus mine, we doing good. We pushing close to 200, right? So what do I care that you're 50? I care how you treat me. I care how you see me, how you envision me. If you view me as, you know, this woman who's beneath you and all she's good for is cooking my dinner and bringing me a paper and bringing me a beer out of the refrigerator, if my man views me that way, I have a very difficult time being engaged in that situation. If I know that my man views me as a queen, I'm out there hustling, grinding, getting my work on, of course his meals are going to be made because I'm always going to take care of home. And I have children and I'm a mother. Of course I'm going to take care of home. But it has to start deeper than the superficial stuff. And if
okay,
your mind,
Trey, can I ask me a question?
Hold on. Let Nia finish first, and then
okay.
You definitely can jump in and ask a question. Go ahead,
okay.
Nia.
Oh, my point was just to say that if your mindset is right, if your heart is right, then, yeah, how much money you make is irrelevant. It's always going to be how you treat me.
Okay. Go ahead, Shakeesh. You have the floor.
Okay. So, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So my question to Nia is that, do you disagree that there are a lot of black women out there who are very boisterous, who are very embarrassing, who you know you will not take them with you? Do you disagree to that?
Oh, no, I definitely don't disagree with that. But we talked last week
and
on
unfortunately,
knowing.
Okay, so, but unfortunately, we have black men out here who have experienced this and have chose to go elsewhere because they figure that it's not going to happen, which in some cases is not true. You can find white women or Asian women or Hispanic women just as boisterous and embarrassing as black women. And then what happens, they end up back to black women. Well, that's my point. At the end of the day, a lot of men say things to be very cynical. A lot of them just saying it to be yapping. I don't think that in their heart they truly believe that going outside of their race is really the answer to the last of their problems. A lot of men really don't know how to express themselves.
You have to be accountable for what comes out of your mouth, right? Like,
right.
And I never say that black women do things perfectly. But you have to, as a man, you're supposed to be the head of the household. You're supposed to be that quote-unquote leader. If you see a problem, the answer is not to run. The answer is to stay and fight. And our men have turned to cowards and start running instead of staying at home and teaching. Bringing up strong black men and women, we're running because it's easier to run than to stay and fight. And I find that embarrassing. And I don't think that black women should be labeled as boisterous or, of course, we have opinions. No black woman wants to deal with all the things they have to deal with, period, and then have to have a man at home that's telling her she's doing X, Y, Z wrong and I prefer another race over you. And it's a back and forth situation. We have to be accountable for what we say to our men, and our men have to be accountable for what they say to us in order for it to ever work. Otherwise, we're constantly putting fingers at each other, and it's a circle, and nobody's ever getting anywhere.
Okay,
can
hold
I
on 1 minute.
To that?
Let okay, Darren, you got the floor. Go ahead, Darren.
You know what? I heard you loud and clear, and part of the issue, I'm going to say this because I've experienced it, and just even talking with other men, is that you say that, well, men are supposed to be the leader of the household, but there are situations to where a woman don't want to give up them pants, that she said,
well, no.
That she said,
you go for Darren, teach her how to give that up.
Okay, but see, this is where, and you're right, okay, but someone has to be teachable to be taught.
We all have to, at some point in our lives.
Hold up. Somebody has to listen to be heard.
True.
And if everyone has the answer, then nobody can get to a solution if everyone has the answer. So it's a give and take. Now I'm not just saying that from a woman's side, but I'm saying that from a man. If a man is not willing to listen to his wife, then as far as I'm concerned, he's less than a man. Because he has to, a part of him has to listen to what the wishes of his wife. And that's the frustration on both sides, to where you have these strong-minded women. Now, take, for instance, yourself as an independent woman, if describing your makeup, most men will consider you an independent woman. You're not a docile woman at all, whatsoever. Some men want that, some men don't. Okay.
Right.
I think it's attractive because, matter of fact, you find much more about your life than just all your husband. You have a life outside of your husband. In other words, a man can be a part of your happiness. He don't make you happy.
Thank you. Well, you better talk.
Well, you better talk. We kicking butt over here on Handsome Life Radio. You better talk now.
And my issue is with that is that, and because I've had that issue to where, you know what, as the man, I wanted to be the leader, you know, but you can't teach a woman who don't want to be taught, who for the most part has had issues, and now, and this is why I've had to do the inventory on. If I've had previous relationships, and I had to look at the history of it, to where both women that I was involved with, their fathers were not in their lives. So they felt abandoned. They felt abandoned by that part of their life. So when a man wants to be the leader and take charge, you're like, oh, no, ain't no man going to tell me shit.
Woo! Boy, and listen, let me cut.
That's how it came out.
Let me jump in for a minute, y'all. Let me jump in for a minute because we got, I'm telling you, man, we got Giovanni Young talking about calling in, man. Deshaun DeBaser talking about calling in, man, because I'm talking about people hit me on Facebook. They like, man, I love this subject. So I'm going to go to music. But before I do go to music, I just want to say to all of the callers that are on the line right now, I so appreciate your intelligence. I appreciate your opinions. I love to hear people make sense. And I kind of want to tag on what Darren said, to each his own. Because, see, what you have to realize is, some men would be intimidated by a woman making $100,000 a year. Some men would. Some men would not be. And again, I think I said something, I put something on Facebook before, that if you and a person don't like each other, that doesn't make you or that person a wrong. That just means that you don't have to deal with that person and that person doesn't have to deal with you. Everyone doesn't have to want a woman making $100,000 a year. But like Nia said something real slick. If she's making $100,000, see, I'm a smart brother. I'm going to go with the times. If I meet a lady that's making more money than me, and I'm out here struggling, and she love me, and I love her, and she's going to be playing. Now, see, here's the thing, and we're going to come back on this. Don't let that money make you think you can talk to me a certain way either, because just because you may make double or triple what I make, you still are going to respect me. Now, I can't speak for nobody else, but Trey Love, you're going to respect me. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how much I love you. And again, we can meet in the middle, but you will respect me. I'm going to go to song, and then I'm going to come right back. Like I said, because we got a couple of callers going to call in. We're going to hear about the Nori and Blanc. And also, I want Darren to tell us a little bit more about Foreplay Friday coming up. And there's just so much going on. This song here I'm going to play next is dedicated to this evil demon, you know, the lustful demon that keeps us down. And I think that if we pray, y'all, and we put things in a perspective place, we'll be so much better as a race. We'll be so much better as a people. So keep Lucifer in his hole, y'all.
Yeah. Lucifer, line up the morning. I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Lucifer, line up the morning.
I'm from the murder capital, where we murder for capital.
Lucifer, line up the morning.
You did it again, you a genius.
Lucifer, line up the morning.
So you need to change your attitude for the action, what happened to you? Lord, forgive him, he got them dark forces in him. But he also got a righteous cause for sending them to murder me. So I gotta murder them first, emergency. Doctors performing procedures, Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You said it better than all. Leave niggas on death's door, breathing on rest for raiders for killing my best four haters. On permanent high haters as I skate in the Maybach Benz. Slide into annihilation, bumping brown sugar by D'Angelo in Los Angeles, like an evangelist. I can introduce you to your maker, bring you closer to nature. Ashes after they cremate you, bastards. Hope you've been reading your psalms and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholic.
I'm
coming.
Lucifer, line up the morning. I'm gonna take you out of earth. Lucifer, Lucifer, line up the morning.
I'm from the murder capital, we'll be murder for capital.
Lucifer, line up the morning. I'm gonna take you out of earth. Lucifer, Lucifer, line up the morning.
So you need to change your attitude for the after. Yeah, what happened to the holy war? I wet y'all all with the holy water, sprayed from the heckler. Catch order, medic all the static. Child see suits just like a sabbatical. I throw a couple at you, take six. Spread love to all of my dead thugs. I pour out a little Louis to a head above. Yes, sir. And when I perish, the meek shall inherit the earth. Till that time is on and popping. Like Don Bishop, the fifth of Punk Cock Eva. Lift up your soul and give you the Holy Ghost. Please, I leave you with somebody could lead you with something like evil Knievel. I let you see where that bright light leads you. The more you
talk, the more you irking us, the more you gon' need memorial services. The Black Album, second verse is like devil's pie, say some dessert for us. Man, I gotta get my soul right, I gotta get these devils out my life, these cowards gonna make a nigga ride, they won't be happy till somebody dies, man, I gotta get my soul right, for I'm locked up for my whole life, every time it seems it's alright. Let me get somebody want they soul to rise. I chase you off in the dirt. I got dreams, the hole in the 9 mm, the barb killer. Asking them why as my eyes fill up. These days I can't wake up with a dry pillow. It gone but not forgotten, homes I still feel you. So curse the day that birthed the bastard who caused your church mass. Reverse the crash, reverse the blast, and reverse the car. Reverse the day, and there you are. Bob law, Lord forgive him, we all have sinned. But Bob's a good dude, please let him in. And if you feel in my heart that I long for revenge, please blame it on the sun of the morning. Thanks again.
Yeah, Lucifer, I'm trying to tell you, you better tune in, tell a friend that Playboy Comedy is in. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Looking at my lines right now, man, they blew up. You know what I'm saying? They blew up. Man, they call it coast to coast. The holler at your boy, Trey Love, man. I have two very special friends of mine, special guests and friends of mine on the line. I got Giovanni Young. He's going to come in later and discuss something that really fits the subject. He actually has a child with a woman outside of the black race. So he's definitely going to be perfect to come in and talk about this segment and, you know, allow the callers to call in. And, you know, we got the lines lit up so everybody can kind of pretty much, you know, give their opinion on the matter. But before I get started with that, I got to bring a buddy of mine in, man, Mr. Deshaun DeBazer. He's been listening to the show. He was like, man, I want to call in and get in on that. Also, he's going to give you guys the updates on his events that are coming up. I know there's Brian White, Reagan Gomez. This, you know, it's going down, man. Major stars, A-list players out here. You know, that's how we're doing it in L.A., baby. You know, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy of Comedy is in, 310-861-2317. Man, give us a call. Because the pimping, it ain't going to never fall. So we got Nia Hernandez live, and welcome to the show for the first time on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelike, Mr. Deshaun Cabeza. What's up, Deshaun? How you doing, man?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
All right, let me open up the lines. I got Nia on here. I know Darren would definitely want to holler at you. Let me open his mic up, and I'm going to open Dio's mic up, too.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right,
his
mic's open.
Good to hear
from okay.
You too, sir.
Yeah, man, I've just been listening, and, you know, I've just been listening, and I wanted to chime in. But, you know, first of all, I wanted to, you know, just give a little shout-out about my next two events that's coming up. You know, I got actor Brian White's birthday party. You know, we usually do it every year with Reagan Gomez. We got L. DeBarge Jr. and L. DeBarge Sr. Coming through. We got a bunch of celebrities. We got the cast from Madea Gets a Job. Play, so a lot of people is going to be coming after the show. We have the cast from the show coming, and then we have Tank this Friday. Tank is performing at the Highland. So for all you ladies out there that like Tank, come get up close and personal with him. Make sure you wear all black at the Highland.
Oh, black ladies, I know y'all heard that. And tell them about the host, man. The cat you're gonna have, you know, bringing El DeBarge Jr. up. You know, I think the listeners want to know.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we got
comedy.
My man Trey Love. We got my man Trey Love going, you know, do his little thing, do his thing, and bring on the celebrity, bring on DeBarge and them, man. So make sure y'all come check him out. You're plenty, dude. He came out to our event on March 3rd. We had El DeBarge performing, and you brought him on. It was real cool. It was like unexpected, but you did it real sweet, man. And I like that. So that's why I want you to come back and do it again.
Well, Deshaun, I'm looking for a long, long partnership because I love performing, man, and anywhere there's a stage and a mic, and especially opening for legends like, you know, El DeBarge, it's an honor for me, man. So just keep me in mind, man. I got you. We're going to ride or die with it. You feel me, bro?
For sure, for sure. Now, I also wanted to touch on two things. One thing is, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but I was married to somebody that wasn't black, pretty much non-black, but I've been on both sides. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot of things about, you know, black guys go to, you know, white women, you know, because of black women are different. Now, let me tell you a secret. All the women are the same from name to fame. It don't matter if they're black or white. I've been on both sides, and they both sides have their same, you know, things going on. The only thing that's different is the color. That's it. So that's what I've noticed. That's my experience. You know, I have a child by a black woman, but I was married to a white woman. You know, I mean, white and Jewish and Dominican, all kinds of mixtures or whatever. So, you know, when people saying, you know, black men going with the white women because of the black women is doing this and doing that, it's not true, because white women do the same thing. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, women, period, just have their natural thing going on. And like I said, the only difference is color. Secondly is, as far as a woman making more than a man, I feel like as long as the man is contributing to the household, contributing something, then it shouldn't be a problem. You know, like if the woman is making more or whatever, okay, well, you know, she'll pay like maybe 60% of the rent or mortgage or whatever, the husband pay 40%. You know, if she's making $40,000 more than him, you know, it's a percentage thing, you know. As long as he's contributing and not leaving that burden on the woman, then, you know, it shouldn't be an issue. And, you know, and long as you're loving that woman right and treating her right, it shouldn't be an issue as to how much she's making, you know, because she's going to be content to how you treat her, pretty much. And that's basically what I want to say.
That was tough.
I want to let Mia, you chiming in, right?
Chiming in to thank you, because I think that was a very intelligent, well-rounded response. My last name is Hernandez. There's no... I'm married or was married to someone who's not black. And I find the situation to be the same as man, is that men are men. I met my husband, I was in my black men, I want kids who don't have pinky hair, and I'm tired of brothers not having XYZ, I'm going to go find me somebody. My husband works in the motion picture industry. And, you know, whatever he has or had, that's what attracted me. Was how he treated me when we met each other. So do I feel like people shouldn't date outside their race? No, I don't feel that way. What I think is that people shouldn't go at it with, well, because black women won't or black men won't do X, Y, Z, then I'm just going to find this. Making it so what the ulterior is, or the alter is better or superior than a sister. That was...
Yeah, you still with us? With some feedback on somebody's line. If there's someone on the
somebody's
line that has
somebody's got a spell going on and they're walking, so I don't.
Yeah, somebody. Let me kind of test and see who that is. If you don't mind, please, my callers that because I do have everybody's mic open. I got Gio's mic open. I got Deshaun's mic open. I got let me see. I got Darren's mic open. So if you don't mind, for the people that I have your mics open, could you try to put your phone on mute and see if it's you that are causing the feedback. But what we're going to do is we're going to continue because I have a very special guest, a good friend of mine, Mr. Giovanni Young, on the line. He also has a biracial child. What's ironic is I'm listening to the show. Deshaun has had a biracial relationship. Mia has been in a biracial relationship, as well as Giovanni, and we're going to hear from him right now. But the thing that's ironic is, it seems to me as if everything's the same. And this is something that I'm learning even in my work as an entertainer, as an actor, you know, a comedian. When I'm doing, say, shows, and I'm doing shows and there are white people that I'm performing for, and I'm doing shows and there are, say, black people I'm performing for, I'm going to explain it to you like this. We all bleed red blood. I'm going to say that one more time. We all bleed red blood. So if you cut me, I'm going to bleed red blood. If I cut a white person, they're going to bleed red blood. And what I keep hearing is just ironic from everyone. It's the same thing. Men are men and women are women. It's funny because as an actor, an entertainer, and a writer, something that I really don't like, and I'm always, you know, sometimes me and my girl will be sitting up watching movies, and I don't really get into the portrayal of black men on television. I really, honestly, I personally, y'all, and this is coming from me personally, if you pay attention to a lot of the writing, a lot of the films, the way a black man is portrayed, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm really not into it, because to me it seems as if in every movie, you know, this is coming from a person who's an actor who looks for certain roles, in 80 to 90% of movies, We're gay, we're drug addicts, we're woman beaters, we're pimps, we're street guys, we're gangsters, we're thugs. Very rare do you see a movie with, say, Motives, for example. Motives is a movie that had its twists and turns, but to see, what I love about watching Motives
is to see all of those African Americans dressed in suits, man. Brothers with their hair cut fly, you know what I mean? Ladies looking tight head to toe. Those are the type of movies. And ironically, Deshaun is going to be having Brian White at this event on the 21st, so, you know, for his birthday. So we're going to have a chance to meet with what I consider one of the premier black actors of our time, you know. So, but like I said, I enjoy seeing us portrayed like that. And, again, not taking anything from anyone who dates outside of their race. If you love that person, and even for Nia to be as strong-minded as she is, like she's saying, you know, you look at her pictures, this is a black woman. But with a last name like Hernandez, it's quite obvious that, you know,
well, shoot, my last name Cabeza. My dad Puerto Rican.
Ah, you see what I'm saying, Cabeza. So we getting it all out there. So I want to welcome my boy. This isn't his first time on Handsome Life Radio, but you know he's always welcome, man, and one of our listeners and supporters to Handsome Life, Mr. Giovanni Young. Gio, jump in and kind of just start swimming, man. What's up?
What's up with it, Trey? Hey, I just want to say what's up to the family out there, y'all. You know, it's good to hear everybody on the station today. You know, this is a funny subject, man, because, you know, actually not funny actually to say that, but it's close to my heart because, like you said, I got a biracial child, and I'm not new to the game. My daughter's 22, you know what I'm saying? And at one point, I mainly dated outside my race, you know what I'm saying? It really wasn't no color line for me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you like this. It's not because there wasn't any – I mean, it wasn't because that, you know, I was against dating black women or I had anything against black women. It's just where I was geographically, there wasn't any there. You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Now, so, see, that's now that's respectable because I was gonna say, hey y'all, he was dating before it was cool, like back when light skinned brothers was in style. No, I'm just
kidding.
Hey dog, we're making a comeback, dog.
Well, Let me say this, though, man.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Back then, there must be some ladies listening to your station because they're calling me now. But back then, it was a lot harder than it is now. Now it's more of an acceptable situation. You know what I'm saying? You can walk down the street with another race and not have that hard or stern look at you like you did before. You know, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we would have to pull into the gas station if the police was behind us.
Right. Wow.
I'd get pulled over having a white woman in my passenger seat. You know, they think mm-hmm. that I was pimping. You know, but it was just I'm making a little bit of light out of it. But the point that I'm trying to make is that it was more difficult. It wasn't accepted like it is accepted now. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So I mean, but the bottom line is, man, when it boils down to it, it's just your feelings, man. And like you said, everybody bleed red. You know, it doesn't
right.
matter if you black, white, yellow, Hispanic, and you know, it just doesn't matter. As long as you have feelings for that individual, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not because black women are more dominant than white women and we're intimidated by them. Nah, it's just that's love. If you love somebody, you have feelings for them, that's the direction you go in. That's how I look at it.
Okay. Here's a question I have for you. You know, Deshaun, you know, like you said, he's already, you know, with a name, last name Cabeza, with, you know, dating outside his race. Here's a question I have for you, and I'm kind of glad that you mentioned what you mentioned. It was because a man's going to be a man. I've been in the military. I was stationed overseas in Korea. And when I say a man's going to be a man, just like, and y'all excuse my language, I'm going to say
knock
this
it
as
off,
best I can.
Man, be a man. That's not a man.
Let me explain what I'm saying, Nia. And matter of fact,
way.
I'm going to explain what I'm saying, and then I'm giving you the floor. But I just want to say this. When I say a man's going to be a man, I was in the military. I was stationed overseas in Korea. When you are in, and like I said, I do want to kind of get Giovanni's take on this. I've been overseas in Korea, and when you're in a demographic of, say you're in a spot where there aren't any sisters or there aren't any even I'm going to tell you, for the guys that's been in the military, they know, not just sisters, but in some spots really ain't too many women. So you get to a point, you might find yourself dating, you know, Agashi, you know, I show your eyes, rub on your feet, G.I., good time for you. And you be like, look, I am vulnerable, I'm horny, I need to make love to somebody, you know what I'm saying? I need a feeling, you know, you overseas in Korea. And how can she start looking good? Oh, yeah, I still love you. Long time, long time. You know what I'm saying? So, again, when you say demographic, well, I want you to answer, and then from there we're going to give Nia the floor, but I want you to tell me where that was, just out of curiosity, because I've been all over the country, and I know you from the East Coast. So what area were you in where there was, a per se, a shortage of sisters and kind of pushed you to exclusively at one point in your life? They only, well, not to say only, but because of your situation, like, where was this place at that you just kind of found yourself more attracted to Caucasian women than sisters?
I mean, I was out here in Orange County. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was
out here. Oh, this is here in L.A. This is in L.A. Oh.
No, Orange County. I was in Placentia, which is, just south of Orange County. And so there was really not that many black people, period. You know, I could probably count them on both hands, you know, like the people that lived in my neighborhood, as far as, you know, blacks, you know what I'm saying? And so it was majority Hispanic and Caucasian at that point, you know.
Interesting.
So, you know, we'd have to travel out to L.A., Long Beach, just to get a touch of soul, you know.
I want to give a shout out to to Deshaun real quick, and then I want Nia to take the floor because Nia seemed like she was pretty hot, and y'all know that's my co-host, so I got to keep her happy. But before I do,
good.
I want to say, Deshaun, no, you, I know you jumped in, you want to talk. But Nia, Deshaun, I want to tell you that Big T tonight, Capri said she sends her love, and she said the text, say, tell that brother I got much love for him, you know what I'm saying? So that's coming from Big T to you real quick.
That's my girl, that's my girl. I appreciate that, that's my girl. I love
all
that girl.
Family over here. All family over here on Handsome Life. And Big T, I'm going to remind them of your event one more time before I get off. Let me go back because I got my stuff right here. Y'all see, I have notes. You know, I got my GET. But LJ Reynolds and the Dramatics, contact Big T. Big T, April 6, 2012 at the Jackie Robinson Post on Slauson. So I'm going to go ahead and give the floor to my co-host, Miss Nia Hernandez, and let her kind of give her opinion on what's been talked about.
I thought we were rolling this over to Deshaun.
Oh, no, I actually was giving Deshaun a shout-out, but then I was coming back to you. Yeah.
Don't try to put it off on me, Nia.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to play a little music since don't nobody want to talk. We're going to regroup, and we're going to come back. And this song is dedicated to everybody that's loving somebody, man. You know, Elder Barge is doing his thing, man. I went to see he and his son recently, his son's album release with Lyrical Spikes, man. It was really, really hot, man. We had a wonderful time out there. And I'm going to tell you, man, L coming back, man. You know, he's doing his thing. And they say light-skinned brothers came back. I say we never left. This is out to y'all. Peace.
Thank you.
y'all. April 21st, Elder Barr Sr., Elder Barr Jr., Brian White's birthday party is going down. You know what I'm saying? We're doing a B.I.G. April 6, 2012, L.J. Reynolds and the Dramatics, Jackie Robinson posts at Slauson. Get those tickets from Tanaya Capri. You're on the line with the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love. Yo, there's so much going on in America right now, so much going down. I mean, I'm going to bring my callers back on, but what I want to kind of discuss with the people is one of, I'm not going to say an issue, but something that is real that I think that a lot of people kind of have overlooked. And I think I'm happier than anyone that Barack Obama is our president. There's nothing greater in the world than I've ever seen in my life than watching that brother run the race the way he did in 08, to win the race, to whoop them boys down. But let's be realistic. He's a biracial baby. Ha! With that being said, we're going to go ahead to our co-host, Nia Hernandez, and then we're going to open the lines up. We're going to open up with Mr. Darren first. From there, we're going to open up. We got Shaquise. From there, we're going to open up Deshaun Cabeza's mic. And then from there, we're going to open Giovanni's mic. And then we're going to chop it up. We're going to start with my co-host and let her run it. What's up, Nia?
I'm going to make mine real brief. Real brief. I just want to give a shout-out to my girl, Trevor Wilson, who's listening to us right now in Texas. I love you. She said she's been skiing the slopes and eating Chinese food. So I was like, get it how you get it.
Oh,
I don't know. moving past that, I just want to say big ups to all the men out there who are truly men, who have self-control, who know what they want, who are decisive, and who's about theirs. That's the man that I'm out there saying big ups to, because what I'm surrounded by constantly is the opposite. And when I hear comments like, I prefer this because this is better than what's at home, it's a problem for me. And when I have a problem, I'm going to voice it.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because I have to somewhat agree with Giovanni's situation. It wasn't per se something that I went preferred. It was just the only options that was there. I mean, how do you feel? And personally, just getting your opinion, how you feel about that? It's not like, oh, I don't date sisters. It's just right now I'm dating out of my race due to this. How do you feel about that?
I mean, obviously, with my last name being Hernandez, I don't have a problem with people dating outside their race. I'm married outside my race. But when I met my husband, I didn't say brothers aren't good enough, so I want this. We just met,
gotcha.
We fell in love, and that's what it was. And there's never anything wrong with you falling in love with someone else, someone outside of your race. My issue was, and the topic remains, I don't like it when brothers say I prefer this over that, meaning that a Hispanic woman or a white woman or an Asian woman is better than a sister because they can give them babies who have better hair, or because they put up with bull that they shouldn't have to put up with. That remains the topic.
Okay, what I'm going to do, because we have callers on the line, and I want to just check and see who's on the line and make sure that these people, if they want to be heard, can get in. So, Nia, I want you to take the floor. So, Darren, Gio, Deshaun, you guys go ahead and chop it up with Nia for a minute. I'm about to go offline and make sure that I get pay attention to all my callers. So I want to start. I do want to kind of prefer to start with Gio, though, because I want him to be able to defend himself on this matter. So y'all go ahead and talk. I'm about to go offline for a minute.
It wasn't me you was going after.
Necessary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't me you was going after, wasn't it?
I was not, you know, I keep saying that I don't have a problem with men or women dating outside. Jesus Christ. I mean, I've said I had a husband who was, you know, from El Salvador. So I don't have a problem with that. My problem remains if your mindset is I prefer this over a black woman because of the hair. You know, I've heard black men say, well, I prefer a white woman or a Hispanic woman because she has long hair. Well, I have long hair. So what's the issue with long hair? Or the texture is different. Well, my hair is curly, so it is what it is. But don't make another race seem like they're better based on superficial things, right? Like if it's love, it's love.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, the hair situation is what do you call that word? I mean, that's not
because that's a myth. That's a myth.
Yeah.
You could be with somebody of opposite.
I think that's just being shallow. It don't matter. I mean, you know, I mean, look at the women that have short hair. I mean, it's some fine women that got short hair. I mean, you got white women that have short hair. You got black women that have short hair. It don't matter. I mean, it ain't about that. I mean, shoot, look at what's that girl named Jamie Lee Curtis? Her hair has always been short. She a white girl. I mean, what does it matter?
But see, it's not.
But Deshaun, that go both ways though. That go both ways though. Like, it's, you know, this is that date nothing but white dudes and say the same thing. Oh, he got good credit. He got a good job. You know, like you can't.
I mean, my credit is good. I'm black.
Mine ain't that good.
You know, but that's some BS. You mean just like you know? I mean. That's some BS. I mean, like I said, we all look the same from Maine to Spain. We just got different colors. You got white dudes that got bad credit. You got, look at that dude Madoff. This dude, you know, ripping people off, jibbing people, whatever, you know. He a white dude. Come on now.
You know what? I want to respond to Nia, to the guys that have frustrated you with saying that. First of all, Nia, any man, that would have the luxury of having you in their presence, if they say what they said to you, man, I can't understand. I just really couldn't understand if being a man saying that I would prefer anything over than seeing you in their presence. So any man that would have you is lucky, very lucky, and very fortunate. First of all, So, and then second of all, I can't believe that a man actually told you they preferred one race or another.
Okay, so let me clarify this. I'm on a site, and the man wrote it on their profile. They put it on there. I prefer this because of this. No one has said it to me because I promise you, you would have heard that conversation no matter where you were on the globe.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's unfortunate that you have shallow, ignorant people who have no knowledge of themselves post shit like that out on the World Wide Web. It's very unfortunate. But I guarantee you, Nia, there are a lot of men who don't think that way, who probably will never think that way, and who are not raised to even conceive of one race is better than another. And if they have, they're at a shortcoming of losing out on somebody like you.
Hey.
Well, let me say this. I'm gonna play devil's advocate right here real quick though.
Quick.
You know, it's to each his own really. To keep it 100, it's whatever that person feels. And if that's what that's not me. I'm just playing devil's advocate. But if that's what that person feels, then who are we to judge that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm gonna tell you something. You know, way back, I used to date white women, like I said, because that's predominantly what was in my geographical area. However, when I got to dating black women, I realized that there was nothing more better to me. That's how I felt
right.
To me. There's nothing
right,
more beautiful
right.
than a black woman. I've never,
right.
And since the first one that I really started really, really dating, I never went back. I've only dated.
So you can attest. You can attest that once you go black, you get friend messed up. Your tires get flatted. You know what I'm saying? Because I done been through it all with these black women. One ran me over. One shot at me.
Probably
one sent a brother.
Moving on.
What
one broke my finger for life. I can't bend my right hand, so it's cool. It's all good.
I mean, hey, black women. I got my car damaged. I got chased by a brother.
That still didn't turn me away from black women. Then I ended up getting with a Caucasian woman. Her boyfriend came and scratched up my car and did all kinds of
shit.
Oh
my god!
So, I've been on both sides. You know,
that's what I love too. When you start listening to different stories about what's happened. I was doing a comedy show in Orlando, Florida one time, and I remember saying, who in hell child support? And I swear, the most square-looking white dude raised his hand, and I was messing with him. I'm like, you don't take in your kids either? He was like, man, I can't afford that stuff. And it was just so funny because a lot of people, we try to stereotype and say, oh, this is what black men are dealing with. This is what white men are dealing with. This is what black women are dealing with. This is what black men are dealing with. A lot of people do not know that. The same, because I guess it's not, well, it's not publicized. Like I said, the image of how they put black people out there. Them white folks going through the same exact stuff that we going through. You know what I would like? Let's, I'm going to have you charge this, Nia, and if you guys can, please help me. Let's get a white guy to call in who dates black women
and let's get a white woman who dates black men to call in, because I want to get the Caucasian flavor in on this, because, you know, as you know, we black people, we're talking about our feelings and stuff, but I want to know, because I met some white women that, hey, they love brothers. They like, shoot, I want one of them brothers. And it's also the same on the other end. You know, it's some white guys that are like, man, look, I ain't trying to disrespect, but I'm loving on your sisters and stuff. So that's, if we can, let's try to next week line up something, and even if it's someone that you guys know personally. You know, it's radio, so no one has to be seen, or their personal business doesn't have to be put out there, and their name doesn't even have to be said. But I would like to get a person of an outside nationality to call in and get their opinion on the subject, you know?
Hey, Trey Love, can I do my little shout-outs? Because I got to run. I got to study. I appreciate, you know what I mean, the topics and the conversation and the meeting of the minds of talking about any important when it comes to the human spirit of how we can get along. But I just want to let everybody know this Friday, Foreplay Fridays, is back into effect at the 735 East 3rd Street, which is NOLA's. Foreplay Fridays caters to the 30 in overcrowd. It's not a nightclub. It's just a get-together, and we have a good time. So I think everybody on the radio has been to Foreplay Fridays, and it's a different feel, a different vibe. So if you're not doing nothing Friday, second and fourth Friday, we doing the thing at Foreplay at NOLA's. And then also, just to let you brothers know, I got my Nord A Blanc today. I got fly today, brother. I got my shit in the bag. It is rotary for the 31st. I have to throw that in there. I went on a Tuesday. Rather than meet Bumping Heads on Saturday. I went and got my shit today. So I'm going to be fly on the 31st. For the Black and White Affair with my host and co-host that I happen to be on Trey Love Handsome Life Radio today. So I appreciate it, y'all. I got to go. I love you all, and much love to you, Trey Love.
Much love,
man.
Sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, bro. And I'm going to definitely be there for Play Fridays. And we're going to see, man, because I'm trying to get sharp than a mother myself for that Nora and Blanc. We're going to do it big in the Black and White. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to go set off over there, man. It's going down 431 West 7th Street. Gio, I know you are co-host on the committee, man. Tell the folks about how we get down, man.
Oh, man, it's ridiculous, man. You know, it's a good look, man, for the grown and sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like Deshaun was saying, this is like a 30 and over. You know what I'm saying? And we bring classy to the situation, man. And there's so many beautiful women. Oh my God. Oh my man. You know, and then the same token, man. Brothers is out there, you know, doing their thing. You know, like my man Deshaun, he taking this real serious when it comes to dressing. And I'm about to do the same thing. I'm gonna go ahead and get mine on Wednesday. Now he inspired me.
So ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it live on Handsome Life Radio. It's going to be a handsome contest. We're going to have a handsome contest at Nori L. Block. Now I got to go downtown and talk to my main man, my Italian dude, and get my suit right, get some shoes.
I'm
going
to have to
like
pay some people
boots.
Off, man. I'm going to have to pay some people off.
Yeah, we're going to have to get right. So, hey, it's official, y'all. A handsome contest is going to be in the building. I tell you what, whoever wins the handsome contest, we're going to give them a free show on Handsome Life Radio to be able to promote anything they want to promote, man. It's going to go down. So, you know, we're going to let Nia Hernandez judge, because that's a woman with taste, class, and pizzazz. You know what I'm saying? So she's going to be checking you fellas out. So if you fellas are on point, Nia's going to let you know. How you feel about that, Nia?
Oh, I'm in. You know I'm in. I'm like, turn around, you're wet. Okay, pucker up some cheek for a minute. Okay, we good.
Oh, no. Nah. She said pucker up some cheek.
All right, we want to say goodbye to our brother in the game, man, Darren, and just thank you so much for your wise and intelligent opinion. And again, man, for every time that we can have you, please call in. We will. We're going to be getting it on every Tuesday, Twitter Me Tuesdays. This is the second part of our Relationship Woes segment, hosted by Trey Love, co-hosted by Miss Nia Hernandez. So, Darren, you take care, brother, and thanks again so much for your time.
Love you, bro. All of y'all.
Love you back 10 times.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Peace. All right, so what I'm going to do real quick, y'all, we're going to keep it spicy. I'm going to go to song, and then I'm going to come back. What I want everyone to do that's on the line, Deshaun, let me see, I know I still got Shaquise on the line. I still got G on the line. This is what I want you all to do. I want you all to come up with, and Nia especially, come up with your shout-outs. Like, if you know somebody with a birthday, if you know somebody that you know, Nia shouted a girl out in Texas, if it's anybody you want to just show some love to, you know, just put their name in the basket, man. If they need prayer, let us know. If you just want to shout them out and just show them that, hey, you know, while my voice is being heard, you're a person that I'm thinking about. So, mine goes out to my girl Sophia that, you know, be doing her thing and keeping daddy, you know what I'm saying, tight. Gave birth to my beautiful, precious daughter. And this song goes out to anybody that, you know, pretty much got love, all right? So we're going to be right back. BlogTalkRadio.com/handsomelife. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. 310-861-2317.
Rising and rising, and when I get that feeling, I won't let you move.
All right, everybody, welcome to Handsome Life Radio. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. Man, the show is about to wrap up. We got about 10 more minutes left. I just want to just shout everybody out, man, and thank you all so much for showing your support, man. This is an excellent forum, man. Meetings of the minds, you know, as Darren called it, you know, we're calling in and people are talking and expressing their opinions. We're promoting events, shows, man. I mean, it's just going all the way down, man, and that's what Handsome Life is about, man, just showing love. So what we're going to do now is, man, we're going to go to the shout-out segment, and I'm going to go ahead and give the floor to Nia, and she's going to go ahead and see what's up with y'all, man. We got Shaquise, Gio. I know we got Darren's off the line. Let me see. Is Deshaun still on with us? No, I think Deshaun's off the line, but I know we got Shaquise here. We got Gio here. So I'm going to go ahead and give the phone line to open Nia's mic and let her, you know, shout out from here.
Thank you, thank you. So my shout-outs are going to be family-based. I want to give a quick shout-out to my Uncle Sandy in Alabama. Today is his birthday, so happy birthday. I love you. And then a shout-out to my brothers Chris, Barry, and Dex. I love you guys, and I cannot wait to see you guys this summer. That's all I got.
Okay, cool. I got my girl Shaquise. Shaquise, you got any shout-outs, babe?
Not necessarily, but definitely I do want to remind your audience, Handsome Mike's audience, that their Trey Love will be nominated for Favorite Comic in the 2012 Caliwood Awards. I am the station manager for Caliwood Media, and we want to make sure that your audience is reminded that you will be nominated. And to stay tuned, and we'll make sure we give you the information to where they can vote in the upcoming months.
Boy, God is in a blessing business. Look at that, y'all. Just keep doing what I'm doing now. I'm nominated for awards and stuff like that. Man, making this thing happen. Let me see. Giovanni, man, you got anybody you want to show some love, man? Shout out, brother.
Nah, man, but I do want to give you some congrats.
Hold on, man. Y'all got to stop me right there. Hold on. I want to see who else was on the line that heard that. You got anybody you want to shout out? Nah, man, actually, nah. I wasn't even, nah. Hey, you caught that? I know Nia heard it. You got anybody want to shout out?
Yeah, I caught that one.
Nah,
I like
man,
that.
Nah, actually, nah, I ain't think my kids, my mama, nah. Not really. Not, you know, actually, I'm kind of mad with everybody right now. So, nah. Go ahead, G. My bad. Oh, and Nia, by the way, your 678 caller is on the line. I went down to the thing. They just got in. So, 678-410, as soon as Gio gets his non-shout out, I'm going to go ahead and let you chop it up with Nia real quick before we close out.
You know, I just want to give a shout out to you know, to you, the rest of the Impresario group. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real hard. We're going hard in the paint. You know, it's a beautiful situation, man. All these events that we're doing has been a major success, man. And I'm looking forward to, you know, to the Dorothy Chandler. That's going to be a beast. You know, we got a lot of good things coming up, man. The summer's going to be a nice situation. My man Brad, I know he ain't on the line, but I know he got a couple beautiful pool parties. Then we're gonna do the Miami thing. You flying out there with us, right?
Oh man, come on, man. This is straight love. That's my town, man. That's my town.
So we're gonna fly out there for his birthday and whatnot, and we're gonna do it up. You know, I'm just looking forward to this summer, man. We're gonna have a good time.
Well, that sounds like church right there. So all right, we got Gio. I thought we got Shaquise. Just another shout out to my girl. She didn't really want to jump on the line, but she know I got love for her, and she know I'm gonna make sure that I take care of her constantly. Miss Tanaya Capri, she's doing the LJ Reynolds and the Dramatics concert April 6, 2012 at the Jackie Robinson Post at Slauson. So that's a shout out for her, to her. Love you, Big T, and thank you for all you do. 909-419. May I ask who the caller is, please? Okay, you must not want to say nothing.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, can I do one more shout-out?
Go ahead, G.
Yeah. Now, I want to give a big shout-out, man, to my daughter, though. You know, we was talking about, you know, the little situation earlier and stuff like that. But, you know, I want to be able to, you know, let her know I'm proud of her. I see her doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? She's living out there in Vegas, man. I'm hoping that she moves back, missing her dearly, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I definitely want to give a big shout-out to my baby.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it. I'm glad you thought about somebody, man, because we're going to talk about you. Nah. But, okay, 909. Nah. 909-419. Mad School, this caller is, please. I didn't get a chance to check you. If you don't want to say anything, just say, I don't want to say nothing.
Oh, no, I would love to say something. This is lovely. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my boy, Gio, which is there.
Hello, baby.
I am at work and not supposed to be on the phone, but, you know, I had to show him love. So
appreciate that.
You're about to get me fired, and then I'm about to have to go to your city and go live in your big old house.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. See, call him on out, baby. Call him on out. So, caller, let me take a caller real quick, y'all. 678-410. I don't know your name, but you have been summoned by our co-host Nia. So please, if you want to say your name, and give us a quick shot before we close the show.
Okay, can you hear me? It's Anthony.
Yes, sir. How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, man. Blessed, high, and mighty, brother.
That's what's up. Yeah. I'm just calling in, Nia hit me up in reference to the show, you know, so I'm trying to see what it's about. Sorry I got on kind of late, but just want to check y'all out and see what's going on. So I definitely will be tuning in next time. Just let me know, and I appreciate it.
Oh, man, thank you so much for your moment, and you will be put on next week, man, and we're going to talk about some things. And just major shout-out to Nia, man. She's bringing so much life and energy to Handsome Life, man, and there's just so much intelligence and so much stuff that's being said that needs to be said. It's not just a show, y'all, what we're just doing just to sit up and have fun. No, we're having fun, but at the same time we're having fun, we're also learning some things. So, brother, I want to just thank you for your time calling in, and please make sure you call in next week earlier so that we can get it on. You know what I mean?
Oh, most definitely will. And if I can, you know, I'm you know, send the word out and bring some people so they can listen in too. You know, I got a pretty much fan base on Facebook. They'd be kind of into my posts and everything. So, you know, I can go ahead and incorporate that for you, whatever. They could jump on the line and, you know, and they could listen
please
in.
Please do. And what's your name, brother? What's your name?
Anthony, last name Donaldson.
Are we already friends, Anthony?
I'm not sure, but...
dang it. No.
No, okay.
That's my
friend. Listen, Anthony. Oh, well, look at her. See, she going to jump in. But I tell you what, Anthony, we need, uh-oh, listen to this one here. She keeps jumping in. Hey, brother, hey, from the sound of your voice, Anthony, you got him like, hold on, wait 1 minute.
Wait
1 goddamn minute.
I got Cajun hair.
Oh, goddamn.
Wow, that's what's looking.
Hey, and then you heard Nia. That's my friend.
Hell no, he ain't your goddamn friend. Nia, oh, I don't want him. I just want him on the radio.
Damn. That's her friend. I ain't mad about his girl.
Well, I'm not trying to have him corrupted.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Are you trying to say that Trey Love's going to corrupt his brother? Let me write his name down. Anthony Donaldson. I'm going to go ahead and
call. He's going to be asking me, does her hair smell Cajun?
Right?
Right. Is her hair burnt? Well,
no.
Look at y'all, man. This has been an amazing show. I want to just give my shouts out to all of you, each and every one of you that's in the sound of my voice, man. I want to just say sincerely from the bottom of my heart, truly, truly, I thank you. I thank you for taking the time and moment to listen to me. I thank you for taking the time and moment to support me. I thank you for the people that really are into what I'm doing, the people that really got love for me, the people that really see me putting God in his respective place, which is first and foremost in my life. Man, I'm just a man trying to do something, man. I'm trying to love my kids. I'm trying to love my family, and I'm trying to spread all the love that I possibly can to everyone that I possibly can. I started the show off in a certain mood because, realistically, folks, I'm going to tell you, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And as the father of my daughter, when I'm disrespected, I think to myself, if I don't stand up for myself, how am I going to stand up for my daughter? So to you, sucker, you know who you are specifically, don't ever disrespect me, publicly, privately, or whatever, because I'll knock your punk ass out. And that's all I got to say, y'all. This is Trey Love, much love. A boy needs a girl.
Yeah.
get me good and plenty. That means all don't stall, cause a pimpin' will never fall. Baby, slow it down so I love can grow. I form a gigolo, I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shell to my rock, the shooter my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh my God, what she did to my guy. I like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay, cause you was good as gold. More than a one, you became a need. Any urge you got, I gotta feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters come incorrect, they feel my 380. Tested, tried, and true. For the love of me and for the love of you, I do what I gotta do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night. And if it goes down, I put up a fight. Look you in your eyes and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Straight love is good. I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of woman.